Penguin Random House Audio presents Resurrecting Home by A. American. Read for you by Duke Fontaine. Chapter 1. Being home felt good, even if it wasn't our home, per se. The house next to Danny and Bobby was as good as we were going to get, considering our own home was trashed. The guy who owned this house had left it during the mortgage crisis, lucky for us. We tried to make the best of a less-than-perfect situation, and so far, so good. Mel and the girls took it all in stride, which I was thankful for. Little Bit hardly commented on the change in location, and Leanne and Taylor didn't grumble. A teenager's way of saying they're okay with it. Just being back in the old neighborhood provided a sense of normalcy and familiarity we hadn't had in months. For that, I was grateful. Our little community had grown so much in the past few weeks with the arrival of Fred and Jess, who were slowly getting settled. Now that there were plenty of bodies willing to help with the cleanup, progress in the neighborhood was moving along nicely. Everyone pitched in without being asked. We'd been at it for a couple of days now, and things were really starting to come together, particularly in our house. Danny's house was another story entirely. He and Bobby always kept an orderly home, unlike mine, where everything had a place, and that place just happened to be wherever I laid something down. Seeing their home in such a condition was hard on them. They never said much about it, but I knew otherwise. I could tell from some of Danny's exasperated looks and Bobby's sighs that the never-ending cleanup...